Living with dementia can be isolating. The common perception is that people with dementia disappear from their community as their memory fades. KUOW's Ruby DeLuna introduces us to a group of local residents who want to change that perception.
If you were told you have a short time before your memory loss completely changes your life, how would you spend that time? A group of people with early stage Alzheimer's disease has decided they don't want to live in silence.
There's a new dementia story being told.
Instead of hiding their disease, they're celebrating life despite it. The people behind the voices are part of a weekly group that meets every Thursday at Greenwood Senior Center. They have early-stage dementia. Their weekly meetings gives them a place where they can find support and friendship. Recently, they decided to do more, to change the way the public thinks of them.
As long as they keep thinking that all we are is dimwits who don't speak well and don't know what's the next thing to say and so on and so forth is a total misconception.
Roger Stocker is 63 years old. He was an architect. He's been living with a disease for the past 3 years.
They haven't sat down with any one of us and realized that we would have things to say that would be smart and that we are not something that is a misbenefit to life and country.
Stocker shows a flyer they've recently put together. The flyer shows their pictures and a quote from each person that sums up what it's like to live with memory loss. For most, life goes on as usual, but with some adjustments. For example, Stocker continues to drive, though he has to pass a driving test every year. He runs a mile every other day, and he wears an ID bracelet that has his contact information. Even so, there's no denying that life has changed after diagnosis, and sometimes they mourn the loss. Cece Rutke is 61 years old.
Well, I used to teach school for 44 years, and I lost my car. On the positive side, I have wonderful people in my lives who help me. I have my girlfriends and my friends and my children, and so I have a very good life, but I can feel my time winding down. It gets harder for me to talk. I guess you wouldn't know that, would you? Because I've been doing so much talking.
It's estimated that more than 5 million Americans are living with Alzheimer's disease, and many more will be diagnosed as the population continues to age. Roger Stocker wants to eliminate the shame attached to dementia and to create a more dementia-friendly community.
Very much a kindness thing.
Stocker sees the flyer as a way to shift public thinking.
There is this movement towards taking those with dementia and giving them the capacity to have their own life, but at the same time know that they still have some not deficiencies, but some inadequacies.
And he hopes people will be patient with them. Virginia Nielsen is 77. She was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease 3.5 years ago. She admits there are times when she still feels anger, but otherwise she doesn't fret about what's ahead, except one thing.
That I won't see my grandkids grow up. You know, I have two that are little, and then I have three in college. So that's the only fear I have. You know, I'm not afraid to die.
Well, my biggest fear is that I wouldn't use the time that I have now in the best way.
Charlie Reedy is 62, retired, and does a lot of volunteer work for dementia causes. He was a computer programmer with Microsoft. These days, he's creating a website that provides information and resources for people newly diagnosed with dementia. Reedy says the disease has taught him to appreciate life, to live in the moment. The idea of not knowing when the disease will progress and not knowing how long this window of opportunity will last propels him.
Well, it's just helped me to appreciate. I think I should have had this attitude whether I had a dementia diagnosis or not, to make the most of every day. Mm-hmm. And to some extent, that's the good that's come out of the diagnosis for me. I'm not wasting time.
And for the group, it's about making their time meaningful. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.
Thank you for caring about us. And so don't think about us. Don't forget about us.